brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every major poll shows it. Letters to the editor document it. Last night, two different national neocon radio shows, both having to admit the people are mad at the New World Order. It's the central issue. Both parties are completely distrusted. Any hopes Democrats would do the right thing and weren't totally controlled by the same foreign lobbyist has been totally blown away. There's open talk of Dick Cheney stepping down. We'll be discussing that in the next segment with Paul Watson. So the good news is the people are awake. The bad news is the elite's got control and is hanging on and is militarizing the police to physically block the American people taking control of their lives again. So we'll be discussing this here and taking your calls through the second and third hours today. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I think part of the previous caller's, the word he was looking for was battalion. I think maybe that was what he was looking for. Anyway, I think that the press is the key. I think you were talking about earlier what ideas we have to get this thing going is we need to organize the public protests on days when the mainstream media cannot ignore protests. You know, they put things on the back burner.
I'll tell you this though, and I agree we should engage in guerrilla info war. That means jumping in front of live feeds, and that means holding signs up behind live feeds. All of that is very effective where they can't do anything anywhere without us doing this. The problem is we had 2,000 people at Ground Zero, and that's a conservative estimate, on 9/11, and always they'd show downtown Manhattan. They would show, you know, the wound in the earth. Notice, and I take that off the news. In fact, if anybody else has got tape of it, send it to me because we're looking for more of it to document it. If you notice, they wouldn't show anything but the wound. They wouldn't show the streets around it, and that's because the streets around it were all wearing black T-shirts saying, you know, 9/11 is an inside job, investigate 9/11. So, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, every time I talk to you, when I'm on hold, I make a list of things I want to say. Also, if we could, I called you earlier on your TV show and said, if you publicize a timeline of your predictions versus the mainstream media coming around, it would almost be like a zigzag graph of, like, you would say, like, say, in January of 2004 that about the New World Order, and people call you, oh, he's crazy. And then fast forward about 3 years later, or 2 years later, oh, okay, we admit it. It would be this very consistent graph of diagonal lines of from when you said it, if you're in the top part of the timeline, and they're in the bottom part of the timeline, and it would lend a lot of credibility when you think you're saying.
Well, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am, sir.
Well, no, it just came back. I think you said it would add a lot of credence to what we're saying to do that. That's the paradox here. There's many paradoxes, but that what we have said has come true, and still some want to call us kooks, but that's a minority now. And listen, I'm a busy bee doing other stuff. I would love for some of you out there. People always ask, can I volunteer? Can I help? You know, write it up. Make the graph for those that have the skills. Put it together. Send it to us. You know, have a link to the article I wrote or that Paul wrote and then have our prediction or what we say and then show it 4 years later, you know, in the mainstream news. I mean, I think that's a great idea. That, and not just the predictions I've made, predictions and analysis other people have made. But again, it's not that hard. The CFR, the globalists, actually brag about what they're going to do to us, but it's in scholarly journals and dissertations. It's never on the nightly news.
Right. I've got one last thing I want to say. It's easy for everybody to do, but they do on the Dave Lloyd Price show, is that if we refer to the Republicans and Democrats as Republicrats and Demoblicans, and don't quit saying Republicans and Democrats,
that's right. That's another good point.
Integrity.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. Great call. And you know, I try to do that. I don't call Al-Qaeda. I call it Al-Qaeda. And I did coin that term. I'm pretty darn proud of myself. Well, let's be honest. A couple weeks after 9/11, a caller coined it, and I openly said on air I was stealing it. But let's say this. I popularized it. I'm proud of that. I popularized Al-Qaeda. And I did invent and coin propaganda placement instead of product placement when government buys media. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you have joined us here today. We are the modern day explorers. We are getting outside of the controlled paradigm. We're getting outside the box. We are rediscovering our liberty, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We're resisting the parasitic overlords of the planet that are setting up their one-world government to exterminate 90% of us in an orderly fashion and to take control of human development according to their designs. We are going to resist them. We are going to defeat them. We are going to bring them to justice. We're going to continue with Omar and Justin and Charles and Ron and others early in this hour, riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. If Watson, he's been popping in the last few months with short reports, but he'll be with us for the next 50 minutes here. Paul, thank you for coming on.
Good to be back, Alex.
Paul Watson is the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get into Cheney first, and next on the chopping block, this from Wayne Madsen. But before we get to that, give us kind of a preview of some of the other news stories and issues you're going to be discussing.
Well, obviously I want to talk about the post-election or post-changing of the guard issue, and I think one of the most underreported spun and censored stories of 2006 is the deliberate and open declaration of psychological warfare on the American people via the agenda to infiltrate, regulate, and pollute the Internet.
That's right. They just publicly announced what they've already been criminally doing.
Right. And I'm amazed that it received so little attention, because in early September, Bush gave a speech in which he announced the declassification of the White House's own planning strategy on how to win the war on terror, which he said, you know, they'd been pursuing since 9/11, but was only just declassified 2 months ago. And most of your listeners will remember Bush in front of the United Nations just a few days or a week after 9/11, in which he said we must never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories about 9/11. Well, this in September was codified in the White House's own strategy paper, which you can read on the White House website, which we linked to when we put the articles out about this.
And so there's no stretch to say that Popular Mechanics and others with members of Homeland Security's family running it are just, and Hearst Publishing wrote the book on yellow journalism. I mean, this is pure op.
Well, exactly, because it directly targets, quote, conspiracy theories as a wellspring for the ideas of terrorists and a recruiting ground for terrorists.
By the way, I was on Fox News last night on their website, and there was a little featured video blog saying that not just 9/11 truthers, but any liberal bloggers that were really working for Al-Qaeda now.
Right, that's the new paradigm. Not completely ignoring the National Intelligence Assessment, which says that obviously it's the policies of the U.S. government which create terrorists. It's their own policies and actions that do this. But now where the targets, the conspiracy theorists, are the motivation for the terrorists, according to the White House's own strategy on winning the war on terror. So you read that and you become very aware of the fact that there's this chilling effect which targets bloggers from whatever political persuasion and, quote, conspiracy theorists, which obviously we'd be lumped into that category.
But Pandora's box is already open. The genie's out of the bottle. The cat's out of the bag. I mean, it's, you know, the dice have already been thrown. I mean, I heard major pundits on show after show last night, well, two big national shows, all agreeing that the people hate the New World Order. That's the new main political issue in America, that they hate globalism, they hate the North American Union, that both parties now have lost all credibility, and just Bush and the neocons in the military coming out and admitting they're planning lies and mailing fake letters to the editor, and Diebold has their employees out on the Internet attacking people, posing. I mean, they've just shown themselves everything we said. But again, why are they doing this? Because we are cleaning their clocks.
Right, because there's so many of us that have started our own websites that it's very hard for them to overturn the Shia amount of people that are voicing their discontent.
Well, we also investigate whoever attacks us, and 9 times out of 10, they're a big fat fed.
Well, yeah, and it's, I mean, The Guardian had an article in 2002 called The Fake Persuaders, in which it was revealed that Monsanto hired fake bloggers to trash a scientific report about GM food contamination.
You know, Paul, Mexico. That just gave me an idea. You or your brother, great writers you are, shouldn't do just a story on the Pentagon's fake news. We ought to do one on propaganda placement. Remember you wrote one on my comments like 4 years ago, one of the first articles you wrote for me? We ought to do one about propaganda placement, the art of fake news in 2006, and just break down all the admissions of this. Go ahead.
Right. You coined the term propaganda placement. And it's the same thing that they would call viral marketing, which is where they go in and create phony advocacy and campaign groups and activist groups purely out of false perception of creating artificially supposedly what the majority thinks.
Oh, but the country's not going in the wrong direction, Paul. Everything's fine. Having the Pentagon running around secretly and now publicly planting news and lying to us is freedom.
Well, exactly, and they would say they were, quote, setting the record straight on the war on terror, which is what this latest CENTCOM Pentagon initiative seeks to do, whereby they counter the propaganda of the terrorists, which is what the White House has said, that the propaganda speaking out against the war on terror.
Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, all of them, and Laura Ingraham are saying we're Al-Qaeda now, when really their bosses are Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. I say more power to them. In fact, let them even arrest me. Let them show everybody just how evil you are. Show them how you want to kill this country, you bastards. Excuse me.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've also made the analogy. They've loaded the gun. They've taken off the safety. They've held it right up against our heads, but not yet pulled the trigger. They've got the infrastructure of tyranny, of dictatorship in place. And then along come the Democrats to save us all. Will they tear down the infrastructure of tyranny, or will they just ignore it and carry on with the same policy with a, you know, a kinder, gentler form of fascism?
Well, we now know that it's just that. They're calling for increased funding, domestic increased operations, everything. They're just do whatever James Baker says. Oh, he's so wonderful.
Right, and it's... They can play that scam by characterizing the political field over the next 2 years. This is what's likely going to happen with political tokenism, which started last week with the resignation of Rumsfeld and is likely to continue, as you mentioned, with the top story we've got on PrisonPlanet.com by Wayne Madsen, who predicted in late October that Rumsfeld would step down, that Cheney is going to be the next sacrificial lamb offered up in the arena, in the theater of political tokenism, which feeds into the steam valve effect that has been perpetrated upon a discontented population with this election.
Well, this is huge steam valving we're witnessing, and they must be desperate if they're doing that, but I want them to know they can't put perfume on a pig. I mean, I don't think they can put this back in the bottle again, Paul. I mean, it's critical mass now. People know they're murdering terrorists. I mean, I think 9/11 truth, I think, is the heart of this. The general public now knows they're murdering terrorists. And they know that James Baker and others control those that carried out the terror attacks. They know Baker himself is a puppet. And I'm just here to tell the government, your cover's blown, your credibility's gone, there's no putting it back together again. I'm sorry.
Exactly, which is why we urged everyone to continue their efforts in bolstering the growth of the 9/11 truth community. Because obviously at this point in time it's growing exponentially, but it's still a long way from the sheer size and influence of the progressive community, which was starting to get involved with certain aspects of 9/11 community.
Which will have been a huge engine we need. That engine's basically out of gas, so we've just got to crank the others up even higher.
That's right, because you've always had the establishment left gatekeepers, like, you know, your Counterpunch and your Capitol Hill Blue and Democracy Now! And people like that. So we've got to throw that gas back into the engine and crank it up again. Because, as many people noticed, as soon as the results came through last week, the establishment crowd had a giddy, celebratory and accusatory tone, saying that this has changed it, we've won the battle, now we can get on with the agenda, and it's a scam.
And you 9/11 conspiracy people need to go back to sleep, and there's no election fraud, and go back to sleep, everything's fine. We're not going back to sleep. We'll be right back with your calls and more. Stay with us. More on Cheney.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 13th, 2006. Gold opened at $623.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $650.35 and $325.38 for half ounce coins. That's $650.35 and $325.38. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Defending the Republic, going up against world government at point-blank range. I'm here to tell you, we've had a great victory. The majority of Americans now know and hate world government. They now know that the world government even exists. They now know the name Bilderberg. They now know the name CFR. And the enemy knows we're coming for them. The first step in a fight is knowing there's a fight. And it's knowing who your adversary is. And it's taking action against them. And we're doing that here. I want to get into a revolt that is forming against the traitor Nancy Pelosi. I want to also get more into Dick Cheney. Will he be stepping down? Who Robert Gates really is? And the whole Iran situation, what Al Qaeda is up to. But Paul Watson, right now, let's go to some calls. Omar in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing today, American citizens? Death to the New World Order. The New World Order must be destroyed, along with the United Nations Council of Foreign Relations, the 300 Committee, all corporations and news groups that help them. What'd you think about that?
Amen to that, my friend.
Hey, because, you know, it's war. They're waging war on us.
They are.
You know, and they done killed, murdered 3,000 people in September the 11th. And all the proof is there against them. And these Democrats talking about no impeachment. Even Conyers. You know, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And if we stand for that, we like a rape victim that they've been raped 7 or 8 times, and then 9 or 10, we go back.
Well, absolutely, and people really thought Conyers and others would do something. They thought Waxman would do something. They're going to do nothing, and if they do have some little hearing, it'll be some petty issue. It'll be a straw man. Straw men go, well, there's multiple types of straw men, but a lot of it isn't just claiming somebody said something they didn't to discredit them. Also, straw men are straw men investigations where they'll go after Bush for something he didn't really do, or you know, basically flummox up the whole investigation. It's the same thing. Look, they're blackmailing those they can blackmail. They're threatening those they can threaten, but they can't get us all.
It's just like Bush said, you either with the American people or you against them. And we got to hold their feet to the fire on that.
I agree. Paul Watson comments on, by the way, Howard Dean is going to try to, quote, help the Labor Party and Tony Blair in the next election. That's how traitorous Howard Dean is. Comments, Paul?
Well, yeah, because a lot of the British people are going to fall for the same scam, because the Tories, the opposition party to Labor, have come out against national ID cards and against some of the key issues that the British populists hate Blair for. So they may fall for the same scam and vote in the Tories, which dovetail with former President H.W. Bush's same agenda back in the early 90s when the Tories were in power. But look at it this way. If you were Karl Rove, and if there was really any difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, what would you do for the next 2 years? You'd make Bush come out with this Reagan-esque populist rhetoric about how he's going to close the borders, how he's going to stop the sellout of key U.S. infrastructure to foreign nations, like the ports and the Chinese takeover, and NAFTA, the North American Union, Trans-Texas Corridor. And then that would reinvigorate the GOP base, which had been so discontented with Bush, and you would probably get an easy election of a Republican candidate like John McCain,
but before,
in 2008.
Yeah, let me just add, this is key, and thanks for the call, Omar. Great points. Let me just add that when he had control of both houses, he couldn't do that because they've got to move the agenda forward. But now that the Democrats have it, they can act like they're trying to do it, but just can't get it passed. And that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, Limbaugh's even admitted it now. I can't believe he must have taken truth serum, that, quote, in a sick way, George Bush wanted the Democrats to win. There's no sick way about it. Now they can get their agenda through of totally open borders, Paul.
Right, because the mass amnesty of illegal aliens was being prevented by Bush's own Republican Congress. The Democrats are all for it. You mentioned the investigations that Pelosi, Dean, and Conyers have now backed away from completely. Will public pressure and popular opinion and other, you know, genuine Democrats, people like Murtha, although we were naive to think Conyers was genuine before his statements on Friday, will they push for a real investigation? Probably yes, and it will happen, but it will be a sham because both parties are completely compromised. There are so many skeletons in the closet, they don't want to open the closet.
Yeah, and again, I'm no Democrat, but in fairness to Conyers and others, if they don't toe the line, they just better stay out of small airplanes. That's all I'm saying. We're going to come back, take more calls, get into a bunch of other facets. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back, folks. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, going out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and you can always tune in via the internet at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. We've got the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, and a guy who writes multiple articles daily and updates the site and does so much more, and your customer service. Yes, Paul. Paul works quite a few hours, and we are so honored to have him here with us. I want to blitz through some warrior calls. Justin and Ron and Greg and Jeff, and I'm told Jeff disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line here in just a few minutes. But before we go any further, Paul, we have the holiday Christmas special running until December 25th. You normally get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. It's $5.95 a month if you get just, you know, it month to month. You can buy a month trial subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. But right now, if you sign up, we do this every Christmas, you get 5.3 months free. It comes out to 5-plus months free. Did you get my IM about changing that, too?
Yeah.
Okay, because it still said 3 months. That's the deal you always get. It's 5-plus months free. Tell folks what they get with PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, they get the best of the Alex Jones Show, the best audio interviews, including this one, special field reports like the Bilderberg coverage, protests that Alex has led in the past, including the 9/11 anniversary protest, extra material on that, which there's a lot on the web, but you get a lot of extra material.
18 hours from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in L.A.
Yeah, and multiple speeches from the 9/11 anniversary where, you know, Ground Zero workers, etc., come out and give speeches. Documentaries by other producers. We've got dozens of them by people like Pastor Ted Pike, JFK 2, a documentary on the JFK assassination. Alex Jones' TV report, Alex's weekly TV report that shows on Austin Cable Access. My book, Called Out of Chaos. Alex's book, Descent into Tyranny, future books that we'll be releasing. And in-studio guest appearances from people on the Alex Jones Show, and a lot more besides. So for $39.95 for an entire year, which is over five months free, basically it's fuel for our fire. It allows us to continue to expand the websites and the operation.
Exactly, and we're in this fight, so it's a great gift to give as well. I mean, certainly if you buy yourself a year membership, I don't care if you give it to your spouse or maybe one of your neighbors or to someone as a gift, or you can just, if you want to support us, buy a couple year memberships. We have bulk year and bulk month memberships with huge discounts on top of the discounts available at prisonplanet.tv. Also, if you want to get America Freedom to Fascism on DVD, you can get it for $19.95 and then get Terror Storm for $9.95 if you choose or buy them each individually. But get half off on Terror Storm when you get America Freedom to Fascism. And even if you already have Terror Storm but don't have America Freedom to Fascism, get America Freedom to Fascism by itself or get Terror Storm with it at half price and give that as a gift. And your purchases make this broadcast possible. We have a gigantic overhead. We're actually expanding. And it's all about the fight. We are obsessed. We love what we're doing. We love fighting this corruption. So please call toll free to get America Freedom to Fascism or Terror Storm, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or I go to Infowars.com to peruse all the videos and books that we carry there by ourselves and others. Paul, I want to talk about the positive news here. And I hope you or your brother will do a piece, or maybe Slick Eisen, or maybe Dykes will do a piece on this. Or maybe I'll do a piece. I write maybe an article or two a week myself about the positive things that are happening, because it really let me... I heard the panic in their voices by Republican pundits, Democratic pundits, on different national shows last night. It mirrors what I've seen in the major polls, but it was the first time I heard mainstream talking about it. Then I was watching some TV late last night on the computer, some clips, and they were saying it on MSNBC and CNN, and that's that there's a new populist movement that both parties aren't trusted, that it's anti-war, anti-globalism, anti-New World Order. They even use that term, anti-North American Union. And that the Democrats will be thrown out now if they don't do something. And so, really, Paul, what I've been saying here, and I don't like to declare victory because we haven't won, but at least the people now aren't as naive as they used to be. Real issues are now on the map, and at the grassroots, and we're a small part of that, but a, you know, big piece of it. I mean, in the aggregate, we're very small, but you know, 4 or 5%, I'd say, of the 100% against it, you know, just here on this broadcast. I tell you, I mean, we've really done something in our lives, and it shows we can beat these people, and that if we have the will to take action against them, and if others have the will to get really aggressive in the info war, we're going to take these murderers down, folks. I mean, listen, I'm fighting to the death here. I'm going for blood. I mean, I'm going to rip their jugular out. I'm going to attach myself like I'm a pit bull on the throat of this bull, and I want to bring him down. Paul, your take on it.
Well, as I've said in the past, the benchmark of our success is the fact that we are engaged in a form of brinksmanship whereby we're curtailing the advancement of the agenda, which they thought would be light years ahead of what it is now. After 9/11, we were led to believe that America would come under bioterrorist attack. There would be more attacks on the scale of 9/11 and higher, you know, on an almost monthly or yearly basis. That was the propaganda. It hasn't happened. In 2004, I thought they would change the guard because the discontent was growing so much. I thought states Dick Kerry in and put the left-wing progressive crowd to sleep.
And I told you they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They wanted to get more gas mileage out of Bush before they flushed him.
They still had a little gas mileage in Bush, but now at least they've come to the point where they have to change the mask, the facade. So that is a benchmark of our success, and now we've just, you know, got to hold their feet to the fire, the Democrats, and get some real results and kind of leave a legacy, because if we don't leave a legacy, then the past 5 years have been completely in vain.
It also tells the world that we don't support this war. It may be a fake changing of the guard, rearranging of deck chairs, but at least the world knows, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we've been accused of being defeatist, negative. We haven't said that the fact they've changed the guard, doesn't make it more likely that they'll launch a war on Iran. They probably won't, because the propaganda that they've put out have said that's going to happen. It's haven't. They've had to change the guard. But if the legacy isn't left, then, you know, if you create a system whereby you openly trash the Constitution, abolish Geneva Conventions, surveil and spy on the American people, and launch illegal, unjustified wars which kill hundreds and thousands of people, and don't face the consequences, then that infrastructure is still set up whereby a John McCain or a Hillary Clinton will waltz in 2008, and the exact same thing will continue.
And notice how in the mainstream media, even with Colbert, no discussion now of the Military Commissions Act, no discussion of the Defense Authorization Act 2007, no discussion of the Patriot Act. Again, Bush takes the blame. They put in the Baker crowd who was already in control. You know, Daddy's now in control. Time Magazine makes fun of him. Bush takes some fake lumps like he did on Katrina. They designed that to fall apart. They block the aid to make it worse. Then FEMA gets more funding. Then Bush acts like he screwed up. They're masters at falling on their swords. This is just more good cop, bad cop.
Well, exactly. And a lot of the left-wing crowd have bought it. I mean, every time I visit a left-leaning website now, whereas beforehand, you know, it was, they had a lot of excellent material on those kind of websites.
Yeah, they were showing the concentration camps and New World Order and what's happening and what Bush is doing. And now it's like, oh, I just love Hillary.
Well, it's the quotes that I've seen, and obviously, yeah, there's a minority that haven't gone along with this, and that's good, but the majority have, and the quotes are like, now we have the power, now we have the power. You don't have any power. They've invested their power into the hands of Pelosi, Dean, and this turncoat John Conyers, who have all publicly stated that impeachment is off the table. But there's no mention of that. It's this egotistical power trip that now we have the power, and they really think that they're in control of anything.
Which is exactly what Republicans did with Bush. It's that personal power, you know, living in Michigan or living in Ohio or Texas. Democrats just going around feeling good and polishing the bumper stickers on their cars and feeling like they had a victory. Just like a sports fan gets off at a primitive level on their team winning. It may feel good, folks, but at the end of the day, it does nothing for your life, nothing for your society.
Well, yeah, you make the sports analogy. You can take one in England. In the late 90s, Manchester United won the league title of soccer every year, and everybody hated Manchester United. And then the next year, Chelsea won the title, and so everybody liked Chelsea just because they'd beaten Manchester United. And now Chelsea have won the title for 3 years running. Everybody hates Chelsea. So it's a big theatre sports analogy team thing where they don't realise that both sides are controlled. And then you look at Pelosi's own record. She voted for the Patriot Act. She voted against legislation which simply condemned torture of Iraqis. It didn't even have any teeth. It simply condemned torture. She voted against it. And then you look at her public speeches, and she's consistently bolstered and been the cheerleader for the legitimacy and necessity of the so-called war on terror. So, you know, even if they bring some of the troops home, where's the motivation to not turn them on the American people with the infrastructure that Bush has already set up, which they are not going to repeal, according to their own statements, or simply send them away, you know, to face the latest manufactured threat abroad?
This is the discussion I wanted to have today, and I'm glad we're having it. Justin in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Just wanted to, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Just wanted to thank the great affiliates up here in Rochester, WASB 1590. You probably know the late Dr. Wolf, who set that station up. Just want to thank them.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Wolf died a few years ago. It was really sad. He was a great guy.
Yeah, yeah, I actually go to that church now where he used to pastor. I just wanted to ask you a question. I've heard you now a couple times reference this thing where Bill Clinton was recruited by George H.W. Bush, and I went looking for that information because I actually write articles in my school newspaper at the university I go to. I write articles every week, carte blanche, whatever I want to write, and I've been throwing missiles at the New World Order, but I'd like to write an article about this because it's
sure, sure. Let me be clear. We know that Bush Sr. Was recruited into CIA by the mid-1950s. We know Bush Sr. was involved in the Dallas operation in 63. We know that in the late 60s, when Clinton went to Oxford, that he did have some connections in recruiting with the CIA. You have to go dig that up, but that's come out. You know, just like Anderson Cooper was at the CIA, you know, the big guy on CNN. This is where they recruit, is out of the Ivy League in England and here. Then we know from Terry Reed and a bunch of other CIA operatives that I've interviewed that there were different Bushes out at MENA, that Clinton worked for them. We know that Bush Sr., and I have to go dig all this up, had 11 meetings with Clinton in the years before he ran for president. We know he went to Bilderberg. And now it's even more clear. Clinton's called a surrogate son of the Bushes. He vacations with them. They call him, you know, their favorite son, all of this stuff. Rupert Murdoch's behind Hillary. Clinton blocked, Bush blocked an investigation of Clinton. So it's well known that Clinton got recruited into very high-level operations by the Bushes. I mean, he was put in, what, in 76 or something as governor of Arkansas? I mean, it's just, it never ends. Paul, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I remember. I think it was at the end of last year we wrote specifically like two or three different articles outlining all those points that you just made. So I will repost them tonight just for the caller. And that outlines the cozy relationship that they have had, and which has obviously been proven by the fact that they have this foundation together whereby they go around cuddling each other and kissing up to each other on every issue and make it very public. So I'll repost those.
And that was always the case. And understand, when I say recruited by CIA, we know he had connections to George Bush before he even got in as governor. We know one of Bush's main jobs was recruiting. So CIA, you know, all of this stuff, intelligence. I mean, what is Skull and Bones? What are secret societies? These are intelligence operations. We know Bill Clinton was their governor in Arkansas running the narcotics.
Well, I have one more comment, if you could give me a moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I consider myself a pretty devout Christian, and I'm often have people listen to your show with me and watch your videos to wake them up because I know that you're a Christian man. So I just wanted to encourage you to spend some time in God's Word to get your strength because I know, and I'm not criticizing you, I'm just as an encouragement, brother, and anyone out there who considers themselves a Christian, don't get too wrapped up in looking at the evil in the face while neglecting God's Word, if that makes sense.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I love when I get a chance to read the Bible or hear a good sermon. And so, I mean, listen, I know whose side I'm on, and I appreciate your call. That's a great call. Let's go ahead and go to Ron. Ron, where are you calling us from? I know Ron's there. Ron, are you there?
Yeah. I just had a blank on this. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to your Friday show. You were talking about the Godfather movie and the Kennedy assassination. So I've been working on something for a couple of years, and I'm going to try to link both Kennedy assassinations to the New World Order. And the other movie that you might want to look at is the Bugsy Siegel story, that movie. And if you just put the Godfather 2 movie together with the Bugsy Siegel movie.
Yeah, Hyman Roth.
Yeah, you'll have you know, you'll have your Kennedy assassination, and also you'll start the border. You can see who the New World Order is.
Well, of course the Kennedy assassination is connected to the New World Order. They killed both of them.
Yeah, but that's in the movie. They, in other words, they've come forward themselves, okay? So even though I'm trying to put this together, they've already done it. They've already come forward. So
really, in the Bugsy Siegel story?
Yes, right. If you watch, if you're only going to watch the two movies, right? If you just want to, let's say, make a connection, it's in the Bugsy Siegel story in the movie that Warren Beatty was the star of that, and it's Godfather 2. So both of those movies almost repeat each other. And they give you, they at least give you the idea of why Kennedys were assassinated. It had to do with laundromats. They had one laundromat, the one faction of the New World Order had a laundromat in Cuba. The other faction of the New World Order had their laundromat in Las Vegas.
All right, I appreciate your call. Very interesting. We know that we're fighting on a lot of levels.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I'm going to keep Paul Watson 5 minutes in the next hour with us, and we have another guest coming up who runs the huge website After Downing Street. To hear from the Democrats, hear from the liberals, what are they going to do about the traitorous activities that are taking place in front of everyone right now? But I forgot we had a caller who disagreed. I apologize. You normally go to the head of the line. But let's go ahead and skip a couple callers, Greg and others, that we will get to. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Pennsylvania, who I'm told disagrees with something. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I understand you believe there's a conspiracy theory with Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
Well, I actually work for Child Protective Services in Pennsylvania.
Now, well, sir, there's no conspiracy theory. It's a fact that federal numbers, 5 times more likely for children to be abused in your system. I'm talking about New York, where they take the children and do medical experiments on them. That's been all over the news. Here in Texas, over 2/3 of the children are on psychotropic drugs. There's over 3,000 missing that CPS has grabbed in Florida. And so when you try to say it's a conspiracy, it's been all over the news.
We don't drug children. We take advice from the doctors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And second, you were talking about those drills, I guess, in Michigan.
Yeah, where they put guns to their heads. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, those drills, there's nothing really wrong with those drills, mm-hmm. because it teaches the children not to bring guns to school, not to bring knives to school. They see worse on TV.
There you go. This is you're admitting that terrorism is to make them hate guns and hate the Second Amendment. But the lying feds that pay for this all over the country, where SWAT teams run into 8-year-olds and scream at them while they cry and beg, and it isn't what they see on TV, while they traumatize them, it's really about letting them not like it. Uh-huh. But they tell the parents it's when the terrorists attack, so the kids know what to do. Let me tell you something, sicko. It's not normal to put guns in little kids' heads while they cry. And see, you think it's so normal. You people are designed to destroy society and unravel society, and a whole bunch of you are perverts. A big percentage of the time, you're a bunch of perverts.
Look, I've taken a lot of children from incompetent parents. And
yeah, you like it, don't you? You like the power trip.
There's a lot of bad parents out there.
Hey! Let me tell you something. You're 5 times more likely to abuse children. That's the Justice Department's own numbers. You have no place to do anything. A bunch of sickos want your job who feed off pain and suffering. Even good, you have the highest turnover in the country. 50% of CPS workers quit in 1 year because they're not sickos. Only the sickos can keep doing that job.
I haven't seen any sickos here in Pennsylvania, sir.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you think putting guns to little children's heads unannounced, a door busting open, and a SWAT team running in under a federal drill screaming at little kids is normal? You people are sick! You're an actual demon! You make me sick! You make me sick! Everybody should get their children out of the public schools so creeps like this can't get a hold of them. They'll come to your house, they'll trick their way in, one dirty dish they take your kid, then they go dump them in these big foster homes with dozens of kids and cockroaches, and they beat the kids up and rape them and do everything else to them. You people, let me tell you something, God's gonna curse you, buddy. You think it's normal to sit there and put guns to kids while they urinate on themselves? Let me just tell you something, you're cursed, buddy. I bet you don't even believe in God, do you?
You think homeschooling is any better?
There you go, you sicko. Highest test scores. I bet you don't like homeschooling either, do you? Go ahead. Tell us.
Well, first off, my son actually got sick from playing with this kid down the street here who's homeschooled.
Pure bull, you idiot, ignorant piece of trash. If your child's been vaccinated, they can't get something from some state. Just fine. Stay there. Paul Watson, I got to let you go. I appreciate you coming on. I got to talk. We may even cancel the next guest. If you're willing to stay on here, I'll settle down and I'll let you talk. People, you want to see evil? Evil doesn't even know it's evil.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.